Hello, everyone. Welcome. We are live. Amanda Grace here with you today. Today is Monday. It's Tuesday, November 12th. What am I saying? But my calendar says 12th, November 12th in the back here. And we are live. Welcome to everybody. You know why? Because I flew in back yesterday from Michigan. So my days are a little mixed up for a moment, people. So I'm just a public service announcement here. But welcome to everybody jumping on from the United States and around the world. I see people, South America, welcome. Welcome to our friends in South America, Massachusetts, Florida. Oh, let's see what else. North Carolina is coming on. Australia, our friends across the globe. Anchorage, Alaska. Hello, hello. Welcome. Oklahoma. We love Oklahoma. We have dear friends there. Branson, welcome. Florida, Montana. I've always wanted to go to Montana. Hopefully at some point I will. And welcome to everybody else jumping in, our moderators, our Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do from the Lord. Yes, I see so many people just pouring on right now. The chat is going so fast, I can't even read it. I did see a Michigan in there. We were just in Michigan, in Adrian, Michigan, with Pastor Pete and his lovely wife, Pastor Shirley. So we had a wonderful time there. And what we're going to do is we are going to get started. I am going to open in prayer. There's a lot to get into today. There's going to be a lot to get into today and Thursday. So mark your calendar today for Thursday, because I'm going to be coming back on Thursday as well. There is so much to get into. And then we are going to announce next week, on Thursday, we're going to announce it, but there's going to be a special coming up next week. So be sure to tune in on Thursday for that. We're going to make that announcement. So let's open up in prayer as people are coming on, and then we're going to get into such critical prophecy fulfilling right now. Going back almost 5 years, we're talking about. Okay. All glory be to God. Father God, in the precious name of your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lord, we come before you this day. We praise you. You are almighty God. You are high and lifted up, far above every power, principality, and might. Father, we humble ourselves before you today, asking you to forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Father, every single one of us falls short of your glory, Father God. We praise you. Your mercies are new every single day, Father God, that your word says you will never leave us or forsake us, Father God. And Lord, we acknowledge you sent your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, to the earth, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the Passover lamb, the sacrifice for our sins. He willingly died at Calvary. He purchased us by the shedding of his own blood. He redeemed us. He reconciled us back to you. He rose again in 3 days miraculously. He paid the highest price by the shedding of his own blood. He redeemed us. He purchased us, Father God. He rose and he is victoriously ruling and reigning at your right hand forevermore. He is the name above all names, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, our advocate before your throne without ceasing. And we honor that before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence, the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God. And the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, you are welcome here, Father. You are welcome into this place. Father, let the weight of your glory fall. Let the mighty power of your presence move right now, Father God. Lord, that you would have your way, that you would go before me tonight, that you would guide my words, Father God, that I would hear your voice, know your voice, and a stranger's I will not follow. Lord, let those who are watching hear your voice, know your voice, and a stranger's they will not follow. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I ask you, fill me with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. Fill those watching, Father God, as well. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in Jesus' name. Father, allow us the humble privilege, Lord, of being vessels of your power, Father. And Lord, we just ask you, dispatch in the name of Jesus Christ, your holy angels of all offices, rankings, and divisions to fill this office, to fill this place, Lord. Father God, that they would make a hedge, a shield, and a wall of protection, that every work of darkness and iniquity would be struck down in the name of Jesus Christ, trying to come anywhere near here, Father God. Lord, we rebuke it in the name of Jesus Christ. Let those plot, scheme, contract, assignments in the name of Jesus Christ be dismantled, destroyed, disabled, thwarted, disrupted, blocked, rendered powerless, nullified, voided, disarmed, bound up and cast back to the dry places, pits, and areas you have designated for such, Lord, to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not return or have anything sent in its place. Father, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter. We are most certainly just the clay. We are vessels that you mold and that you fill. We are merely receptacles for your power, Father God, to fill. You are the author and finisher of our faith, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the ending, the first and the last, Father God. You are holy. You are righteous, Father God. We submit to you, Lord, this day, Lord. We give you all the glory in the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua. We pray. Amen and amen. And amen. Welcome to everybody who is jumping on during prayer. I always start it with prayer because God should come first. He should be first in our lives, Almighty God. And so when you give it over to him in prayer immediately, I just find and you welcome his presence in that he has his way. So praise the Lord for that. Now, we have a lot to get into. Like I said, those of you who are jumping on right now, we have critical prophecy fulfilling going back almost 5 years. That we are about to get into. This is some deep stuff. So if you could share this broadcast while we're going about, we would very much appreciate it. First and foremost, though, we have to say a couple things. All glory be to God. Republicans took the House. They now have control of the House, the Senate, and the presidency. This is a trifecta of historic proportion. This was the Red Sea moment, or at least one of them, I believe, in the United States of America that has just happened. And all glory be to God. And there's supposed to be a vote being taken tomorrow. But there is something going on. And we'll be talking about this on Thursday, too. We did put out a short about it, about this, but there is some posts that we can put up right now. There's one from Tucker Carlson. What the H-E double hockey sticks is going on in the U.S. Senate? Hours after Donald Trump wins the most conclusive mandate in 40 years, Mitch McConnell engineers a coup against his agenda by calling early leadership elections in the Senate. Two of the three candidates hate Trump and what he ran on. One of them, John Cornyn, is an angry liberal whose politics are indistinguishable from Liz Cheney's. The election is Wednesday. It's by secret ballot, and it will determine whether or not the new administration succeeds. Rick Scott of Florida is the only candidate who agrees with Donald Trump. Call your senator and demand a public endorsement of Rick Scott. Don't let McConnell get away with it again. Okay, that was Tucker Carlson. And, you know, there was a word I gave about Mitch that I should pull up right now, and I'm going to pull it up in a minute. But I responded to this post by General Flynn put out something as well. And I responded to this and I said, I agree. The American people, this is on X, want to see senators, congressmen and women and representatives that will fight for them and not make deals with the devil to inch things through. The devil never keeps his promise. Time to armor up at Senator Rick Scott, at Senator Ted Cruz, Ephesians 6, 12 through 13. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, put on the complete armor of God so that you will be able to resist and stand your ground in the evil day. And having done everything that the crisis demands to stand firm, and it means in your place, fully prepared, immovable, and victorious. Now, let's just get up this Mitch McConnell prophecy real fast, because I think it's worth noting. You may hear me typing right now. It is from December 28th, 2020. This is almost a four-year-old prophecy that we are going to deal with right now. And in this, I'll give you the date again. It's a long one, December 28th, 2020. So if I'll tell you where to find this in a moment. But it says within that word, and says the Spirit of the Lord this day, I am going into the back office and bringing it to the forefront. And oh, the files that will be found. I, the Lord, am warning Mitch to stop shaking hands and making agreements with the rich. For this is an hour where those in office shall be made transparent and revealed to the people what has been hidden away in their tents. And all will make sense. A pence for your thoughts, says the Lord of hosts. That was almost 4 years ago. The Lord had me deliver that word. All glory be to God. So where you can find that, we have two blogs on arcofgrace.org. Okay, so if you go to arcofgrace.org, you're going to be able to go to a section that says blogs. It's a tab, and it drops down, and there's ministry blog, and there's Amanda's blog. Amanda's blog is the blog that goes back to 2019, where you can actually find, thank you very much. There it is. And Amanda's blog right there is what this prophecy you will be able to go and find December 28th, 2020, because that particular blog goes all the way back to 2019. And then we have the newer blog that covers the last couple of years at least. So we just wanted to share that with you so you know exactly where to go and get it. So what is the role of the church going forward? Before we get into all this prophecy, what is the role of the church going forward? Right now, we are stepping into a time of the Acts church, okay? Acts, A-C-T-S. We have the book of Acts, right, in the scripture. But the Acts church, which stands for two things. America's covenant through the Spirit. That's the Acts. And announcing Christ through salvation. So that is also the Acts. So we are entering a time right now of the Acts church and a church that will actually be the standard and do what the church is meant to do and will intercede and stand in the gap and speak truth, even if it goes against society. It is a time that the church is entering that is a delicate time, and it is a time to operate in the believer's authority and the power that God has given us. It is one of the greatest siftings also of the church that we have seen in decades that is currently happening as we're entering this time of the Acts church. Now, the book of Acts 2 has to do with the inauguration. The book of Acts this time round has to do with the inauguration, and I'm going to show you how. So in Acts 2, it talks about how they were all gathered together. Pentecost had come. They were all together in one place, and suddenly a sound came from heaven like a rushing violent wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. There appeared to them tongues resembling fire, which were being distributed, and they rested on each one of them. And they were all filled, that is, diffused through their being with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit was giving them the ability to speak out. That is Acts 2, 1 through 4. Now, in the book of Acts, we find out there were 120 people in that upper room. And I believe this year, the inauguration, right, is on January 20th. 120. And we could double check that, but from what I'm reading, the inauguration is going to be January 20th, 120. And there was 120 people in the upper room, and we're entering the time of the Acts, America's covenant through the Spirit, and announcing Christ through salvation. So I wanted to share that with you as well. In the presence of Almighty God, the Lord of hosts, and the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh is going strongly, defiantly and profoundly to move through Washington, D.C., New York, California, Michigan, and America during this time. And then it's going to enter Canada. For the people have been crying out in Canada, they are restless and change is imminent. Let me tell you, what has happened in the United States of America is about to happen in Canada. Pray for our Canadian friends right now. They need it because they are restless. We are watching the percolating happening in Canada, and that wicked leadership as well is about to be overthrown in this time. Now, I'm going to show you something else. Let's get up the New York Times Interactive. This is something incredible. We're going to get up the where it shows the votes. Do we have that? Where it shows the amount of votes, the 75 million and change? Okay, thank you. Up, look, they're advertising rings. 5 golden rings, I guess, for the win, the election win. Okay, so if you look, you see, Donald Trump has 312, but underneath it, you'll see a number, right? Which is, hold on a second. Wait. I might want to go back to this for a minute. Let me see something here, because I have a different number here than they have. But let me add this up quick. Hold on one second. 12, 13, 21, 25. 29, 34, 41. That's interesting. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to wait on that because I don't know where this, hold on. I'm trying to figure out here for a moment where I got this number from, but we'll come back to it. I'll figure it out and we'll come back to it because there is a certain number that I found that, let me see. Let's see this. Maybe it's this. No, it's not that either. That's okay. We'll come back to that. All right. Yeah, well, they haven't updated yet, the New York Times, but they're going to update it soon, I think, to show that the House has retained control of the, now we have the House, the Senate, and the presidency. So the House was able to maintain control, but now they got some strange secret vote going on. So we need to pray for that, because if Senator Rick Scott is a man of honor that should be heavily involved in that, then we need to pray for him right now. Now, before we get into October 6, 2020, I want to show you this meme. Breaking: Christian leaders call an emergency meeting to discuss the possibility that the rapture has already occurred as 15 million Democrat voters disappeared without a trace overnight. I think that is a hilarious meme, and there is no truth to it, because a man who campaigned from his basement in 2020, campaigned from his basement, hardly ever came out, just camped down there. Suddenly, all those extra 15 million votes he got are completely poof, are completely gone, just like the rapture. So that is, there is a lot of truth to that. So yes, you know, this is why we see some of this funny business going on right now, and these questions happening regarding Mitch McConnell and what others are doing, because we saw this funny business in 2020, and the man that campaigned from his basement somehow got 15 million more votes than the woman who paraded Beyonce on stage. So when you see those things, you begin to question it. Okay. So October 6, 2020, here's the prophecy now. And there's a lot. There's a word, I gave it from the top of a mountain. So basically, I was up on top of a mountain at Wyndham, New York, at the Albergo Alegria, which means Inn of Happiness, wonderful people, spirit-filled believers. You should go, best breakfast you'll ever have. And I'm not even kidding you. It's one of the best breakfasts I've ever had. Mariana is an amazing cook and they're dear friends. But I was up on that mountain, and the Lord wakes me up during the night, October 6, 2020, and he gives me this word. And he has me deliver it from on top of this mountain. And this word is almost 5 years old. And this word was talking about now. There was one piece of it that was talking about Jay Sekulow and what was happening at that moment. But the rest of the word was talking about, you're going to see in the wording of this word that Joe Biden was going to take that election. We were going to enter a pocket of turbulence and what was coming from there. So let me read you this word that's almost 5 years old now. October 6, 2020. That is also on the Amanda's blog on arcofgrace.org. And it starts with Hebrews 2, 6 through 7. What is man that you are mindful of him, or the son of man that you take care of him? You have made him a little lower than the angels. You have crowned him with glory and honor and set him over the works of your hands. Who is like you, Lord God Adonai, maker of heaven and earth? Who is like you, Adonai, who created the highest mountain peaks and the deepest depths of the sea? This is the Lord giving this to me. To your name be all the glory and honor and praise forever and ever. Amen. And the Spirit of the Lord says this day, I am, capital, a mighty God, my children. You serve a mighty capital God. To my power and kingdom, there is no end. I am a God of justice. I am a God of mercy. I am sovereign. I am the Ancient of Days, and I see over all the earth, for the earth is my footstool, says the Lord of hosts this day. I, the Lord God, see what is being concealed, purposely hidden behind the scenes in order to further propitiate, which means to win or regain the favor of a God, spirit, or person. To further propitiate by doing something that, basically, it's to win or regain the favor of a God, spirit, or person by doing something that pleases them. That's what propitiate means, okay? So hidden behind the scenes in order to further propitiate plans in the darkness without being noticed by the light. However, I, the Lord God Adonai, know all things and I see all things. What is moved about in the dark, thinking they have gone forth undetected, I, the Lord, am shining a giant spotlight on those areas. I, the Lord, am exposing their dark exploits for what they are. I, the Lord, am exposing down to its components the nature of the infection in more ways than one. This is October 6, 2020. For as the enemy roams about like a lion, seeking whom he may devour, the lion of Judah has a far greater strength and roar. And where the enemy is devouring, I, the Lord God, am exposing. I, the Lord God, am rushing in like the mighty waters and rebuking the devourer. For as Michael the archangel, when contending over the body of Moses, dare not bring a railing accusation, but simply said, the Lord rebuke you, capital, and it was over. That's capital. I, the Lord God, am going forth and rebuking, capital, the wicked. For the persecuting spirit has gone forth. However, the cries from the church are getting greater in number. And it is the church who shall arise with a bullhorn in the midst of chaos, instability, and fear, capital. The core, capital, of the church shall arise and shall shout forth praise to their God. For as fear, capital, and persecution and uncertainty attempt to march forth, a spirit of boldness shall come upon the remnant of my church, where what they speak, the power that goes forth, is going to arrest whole towns and cities. And a covering of conviction shall go forth and rest upon those areas as people come forth in all humility and surrender to the will of their Creator in heaven, says the Lord of hosts this day. The enemy is asking to sift those in leadership in their families like wheat. However, I, the Lord God, have not allowed him his full request. However, I am allowing a certain amount of events to take place in order to humble those before me who truly need to, in all sincerity, surrender. Surrender truly right now in this hour, my children, will cause a retreat on the part of the enemy. For in surrender, the arrows and attacks of the wicked fall to the ground. For in surrendering to the will of the Father truly means you are casting off all legal entry for the enemy and his access is denied. For I am the righteous judge. And when I say no, that's capital, there is not a power or principality in any realm that can challenge that. For I am the one true living almighty God who sits on the throne and rules and reigns forevermore, says the Lord of hosts this day. Know, my children, as in an airplane, there may come a point where that plane enters turbulence. And it is bumpy. It is uneasy. There is a lot of movement. However, capital, the pilot is still steering the plan. That's how it was written. Trained to navigate through such pockets. You may feel the turbulence. It may get bumpy. However, the captain, an experienced captain, knows exactly how to navigate the plane and its passengers through such rough terrain. In the same way, my children, you are entering some turbulence. Right there was the indicator that Joe Biden, they were going to take the election for him in 2020. You are entering some turbulence and it may feel bumpy and uneasy. Things may get tossed about, capital. However, I, the Lord your God, am still navigating you through in this pocket of turbulence is just that. I, the Lord, shall lead you through such events where you will see much shaking occurring as events unfold and take place. They are looking to infect. They are looking to infect. A sinister plot indeed that shall be unearthed, says the Lord God Adonai this day. There shall be a clash of the titans in Washington, D.C., the likes of which has never been seen. Historic, says the Lord of hosts this day. However, in clashes, there shall come forth casualties, and there shall be those exposed in both parties who have been liaisons for wicked interests of foreign entities, says the Lord of hosts this day. Both parties, capital. And a corps shall arise and come forth, a corps that fights and stands for truth. My capital word of truth, says the Lord. My truth shall go forth in the midst and expose a chain gang of players, all working together to overthrow not only the foundation of the United States of America, but capital, all sense of morality and faith in God. They are looking for a demolition, says the Lord, and a demolition they shall receive upon their own heads. Watch and see, says the Lord of hosts this day. The trumpet will sound, the trumpet will sound. In the midst, the trumpet will sound, says the Lord. For I, the Lord, am making an unexpected move that will catch the enemy, his alliance, and those involved in the darkest of dealings off guard, off kilter. A surprise attack, capital, shall pierce and puncture their plans. They will draw their own blood, for those spirits they have been conjuring and calling upon are out for blood and highly competitive, my capital children. This is where you shall see the most shocking infighting occurring, which we're seeing now within groups. There is one major player in particular who shall publicly fall fast and hard, branded for what they are, says the Lord of hosts this day. And then he talks about Jay Sekulow. You shall see Jay Sekulow arise within the mist yet again, says the Lord, for my mantle of law and order is upon him. My spirit rests upon him, and my wisdom dwells within him. He shall be compelled to the forefront very soon. Watch for this, for it is a sign that the defense of the wicked shall fall, says the Lord. They shall mount up a defense. However, I, the Lord, shall raise an even greater standard, righteous judgment that only comes from the throne of Almighty God. The verdict shall be brought forth on scrolls and given to messenger angels to go forthwith into the earth, and that judgment shall be executed by an angelic army assigned to carry out what is written on these scrolls. Watch and see, you shall see confirmation of this, says the Lord God Yahweh this day. There are two paths being laid. One is justice, the other is mercy. Time is running out for the corrupt to make their final choice. All capitals. Repent, turn from your wicked ways, turn away from the kingdom of darkness that uses and destroys, and come back, O wayward sheep, to your shepherd. Time is running out here. Time is running out. Hear the Lord now, O inhabitants of the earth, says the Spirit. Surrender and turn from the cup of wickedness and sin you have drunk before it is too late, for this is the mercy of God going forth into the earth, says the Spirit. This is October 6, 2020, all of it. You will hear of strange events in national parks. There will be phenomenon that occurs as a sign. There shall be one near Mount Rushmore and another at a certain monument. Here in Yosemite, watch Yosemite, something big is coming. A rival nominee shall arise, a false convert, one who would do the bidding of the wicked on the bench. Watch for this name to be dropped. There will be an Now, this is where, before I read this part, this is where the Lord warns of the bait and switch, of them switching by before he's even in office, of what's coming in the next 4 years. So he says, watch for this name to be dropped. There will be an unprecedented counter on the part of the corrupt that will infuriate their own party and shake even more from their slumber. We are in a unique time, my children, that requires unique measures, for I, the Lord God, shall and will have my way. And then he talks about a medical breakthrough that is coming forth for emphysema to heal the lungs, for that is where the breath is, my children. It carries the breath as I so breathed into molded earth, my spirit and man came forth. So I, the Lord, shall bring forth an incredible discovery to heal the disease in lungs and reverse the damage. Watch and see. You shall see this reported, says the Lord. For I am the creator of the body. And yes, I, the Lord, can heal the body in many ways, my children. Right now, my children, press in as you are being pressed. And watch the oil of anointing flow forth from you as my vessels. Press in and seek me and look to me for wisdom and instruction as the Holy Spirit goes forth, the counselor, to assist in navigating my capital children through this harrowing maze. However, my children shall do it with a greater of ease, for they are being led by my capital spirit, and there shall be miraculous provisions that shall occur in the midst of an unstable world system. This provision is not only to sustain, but to go forth at my instruction capital and do my work capital, says the Lord God Elohim. You are highly favored and set apart to do the work of the Lord, and I have placed a hedge of protection around those doing so, that the enemy's quiver shall not capital prosper against those I have called. The quiverful shall become quiverless, and the word treason capital shall come forth. Stand firm in your faith, knowing in whom you have believed, and watch what I, the Lord God, am set to do. For I am going forth and seeing over my word to perform it, and it shall and will be completed, how I, the Lord, have so judged. Praise me, capital, in the midst. Praise me, capital, now. Praise me and declare the works of the Lord in the land of the living, and the words of my capital holy word that is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword. Go forth with that sword, for as we are in a big turn, we still must go forth mighty in the word, capital. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, in Jesus' mighty name, who sits at my right hand and rules and reigns forevermore. Amen. That was the word from October 6, 2020, before Biden even got in office. This is what the Lord was saying. And this word was warning about what we have just seen. So it was warning about what was coming probably the latter part of Biden's presidency into now. So you can go find that on arcofgrace.org. You click blogs and Amanda's blog, and it takes you all the way back to 2019. So you can find this 2020 word there. Now, January 14th, 2021. This is another one that goes back now almost 4 years. There will be even more panic, not only on the part of the donkeys who took payoffs, but capital of the elephants who took payoffs, to look the other way from what they saw and conversations they witnessed. For their many shrines and empires shall fall, as it is made even more clear, these politicians do not serve the people. They do not serve me, the Lord your God. They serve the interests of wicked, insatiable principalities who have been lording over Washington, D.C. You must understand, my children, this is January 14th, 2021. My son Donald upset the balance of powers, and a blow in the realm of the spirit was delivered onto them when he took office. He is a builder by nature. However, builders are diggers. They have to survey the property and dig on it to ensure it is solid ground. Well, Donald and a select few went digging, and what they found was frightening, sickening, darkness that brings you to the point of being physically ill. And they panicked. These snakes, sorcerers, and thieves panicked because no one, capital, was supposed to find out who was not puppeted by them to keep them in check. There was not one string they could pull to rein him back. And so they went on a quest. They made a pact to not only destroy him and his family, this is January 2021, but to destroy the entire country as punishment for the way they so voted their conscience and their voice. And so says the Lord of hosts, they met with the great red dragon and worshiped the dragon and committed harlotry with this blasphemous being and plotted every evil that only comes from the pits of hell that were so called up by Lucifer himself. And contracts were signed, pacts were made. And so in their desperation, they attempted to unleash hell against this country and attempts to get them to turn on the president and put their trust in the very people who went on a mission from hell to destroy them, whose allegiance is to principalities and powers, not to the Lord God, the great I am, capital, and not to the people, says the Lord. You must understand, my children, my son Donald upset. Oh, wait a second. Hold on here. 1 second here. All right. Here we go. Okay. There was a double there. So this still is January 14th, 2021. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, now is the hour where I, the Lord God, shall gut open the great red dragon and pull forth out of its belly all it has consumed and its contents that is highly sensitive material. There were codes exchanged with the great red dragon, codes for missiles as well. And just as they have so wickedly opened the door for infiltration in this country, purposefully giving jobs and favor to those who were indeed operatives, just when they think they have a hold, I, the Lord God Yahweh, say this day, I shall raise my right hand in judgment against them and shall send in a fierce warring army to literally rip them out of their bunkers, offices, positions. I, the Lord God, will strike a fatal blow to the red dragon, and that sickness shall carry to Persia, for their hand shall be cut off for dipping their interests into such a wicked scheme. And the God they serve will be deaf to their cries, as shaking, quaking, and explosions so go forth in that country. They will be sorry they ever tried to harm America and Israel. And so their operatives that they have been waiting for, their cue deep within the government in America and other areas of the world, those operatives shall be pulled forth out of their offices and hiding places. And the media of deception shall quake as these things come forth, and the people shout for their dismantling, says the Lord of hosts this day. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, still January 14th, 2021, these events will wake the country up from a long slumber, a stupor, chains that had been unknowingly placed upon them by the filth in the Capitol. The hostility shall grow against those in Washington, D.C., as the people completely reject their officials and their false way of government. For they have been operating in a government in the shadows that runs opposite with the laws of the land state. The persecuting spirit has gone forth to attempt to persecute truth and its soldiers, as their coliseums and monuments and contracts that they so built are falling apart at the seams, are crumbling. In a complete panic, they have gone forth against those who are standing for truth, law, and order. The persecution shall turn on them, since they so chose to serve their father, the devil. Now, this word is given before Biden takes office. So this is given January 14th, 2021. Let me show you the article now. These multiple articles that came out, because remember, the Lord talks about certain operatives in this nation, and he's going to literally rip them out of the areas they're in. So let's show the article. I think we have two. And the first one has to do with New York, too. An alleged Chinese agent went undetected in New York state government for years. Why it may have taken so long for authorities to act. Sun, a 41-year-old naturalized American citizen born in China, had been working for the state of New York for years at that point. Her roles included being deputy chief of staff for Governor Kathy Hochul and an aide to the administration of Hochul's predecessor, Governor Andrew Cuomo, starting back in 2012. Now, following her firing in 2023 and a host of charges filed against her and her husband in an indictment unsealed this month, the New York state government is grappling with having employed an alleged agent for the Chinese government. What did the Lord say he was going to do? He was going to rip the operatives out of their offices. And he talked about China and he talked about Persia, which is Iran. Now we're going to put up the second article. Thank you. DOJ announces charges in Iranian plot to kill Donald Trump. The Justice Department on Friday announced federal charges in a thwarted Iranian plot to kill Donald Trump before the presidential election. According to court documents, Iranian officials asked Farhad Shakari, 51, in September to focus on surveilling and ultimately assassinating Trump. Shakiri is still at large in Iran, the Justice Department said. So, that's another one. Now, and there's another, there's something else we're going to show you too, because in this January 14th, 2021, the Lord says, and they panicked. These snake sorcerers and thieves panicked because no one was supposed to find out who was not puppeted by them to keep them in check. They panicked. And we have a New York Times cover here because this was January 14th, 2021, that recently came out in the past couple months. And there it is, panic, with him just walking off. And this came out right after, I believe, the debates happened between Donald Trump and Joe Biden. Now, let's go back to January 14th, 2021, because there's more to this prophecy. And this is what it says. A surprise with the presidency is imminent, for the pit is literally one step away from those who have become drunk on the cup of haughtiness, pride, perversions, and lusts of every power they could whore their spirits out for, says the Lord of hosts. And so I shall fight for you, O Capital America. I shall fight for this covenant nation and shall break the eagle of its bondage and the blood covenants made on behalf of the sons and daughters of perdition and sin and Balaam. I, the Lord, shall break the chain of command and constrictions of that covenant and shall evict Lucifer from what he so illegally took and inhabited in this country. This is January 14th, 2021, when the Lord gives this. Now, January 22nd, 2021, the Lord gives another word, and this is what it says. I shall set up blocks and roadblocks and stumbling blocks and thorns and briars and completely frustrate the cords of the wicked right now as they attempt to prematurely, says the Lord, prematurely bring in such a wicked agenda, prematurely to try to bring in events in the latter book of Revelation, prematurely try to bring in Antichrist with the spirit of Antichrist and lawlessness, says the Lord, is swirling around this country. It is circling it and slithering around it, says the Lord thy God this day. And those, says the Lord, that are taking entitlements from Iran, from China, from countries in Europe, says the Lord. Those that are taking those entitlements, there will be a digital chain, says the Lord, to expose them. It shall be exposed, taking entitlement from those who want to blow Israel and America off the map. It will be exposed, those who are in contracts with them. It will be exposed, those who are being blackmailed by them. It will be exposed, those who have chosen to do business with those in the world who hate God and that hate America. I, the Lord, still have a covenant with America. I have a covenant with the eagle. And although they attempt to chain the eagle, although they attempt to oppress the eagle, although they attempt to infect the eagle, says the Spirit of the Lord this day, I speak life and life more abundant. And I, the Lord, am going to speak life, and you are going to see a resuscitation happen. It will take time, says the Lord, but you will see a resuscitation happen. You will hear the faint song of victory. You will see the faint cloud in the distance of rain. As was said, I hear an abundance of rain. That was with Elijah. As you see the faint cloud in the distance, start praising me at that moment for the rain, because it rains on the just and unjust. However, there is about to be a storm, says the Lord, says the Spirit of the Lord this day, upon the heads of the wicked, upon the heads of those in agreement with them, upon head of state, upon governors, upon mayors, upon prime ministers, upon parliament, upon Congress, says the Spirit of the Lord this day. And this is still January 22nd, 2021. As part of the church chooses to cower in darkness and ignorance, double-mindedness and spiritual erraticness has plagued them. There is a significant part of the church that is being shaken awake, who cannot operate in the address of oblivion anymore. They shall cry for holiness, repentance, renewing their covenants with God, and standing in a boldness and power that shall make the corrupt visibly uneasy, including the corrupt in the church. The chorus who are attempting to cause large deviations from the word in their foolishness, thinking they have a better way than Moses, that those standing bold in their faith have no ability to lead, causing themselves to become an opponent of the will of God, and shall find themselves at enmity with me, the Lord their God. They shall attempt to lead astray back to the comforts of Egypt, for it is not the Spirit of the Lord leading them. For this you shall see, what they have built their churches gut wide open, and what has been festering underneath. I, the Lord, will make the matter plain, and from this the public cries of holiness and sanctification shall become even louder. For I, the Lord your God, have the measuring rod in my hand, and I am dropping upon both leadership of this nation and the church. Events shall unfold simultaneously, for some have been holding hands in the dark. And now I, the Lord, shall bring it into the light, including the funneling of funds. Churches shall even be exposed for funneling money to terrorist groups, and so have funded their sprees of destruction and terror. That shall be another wake-up call, says the Lord. For the Jakes have entered into illegal territory, taking what was given to them and using it to fund an alternate doctrine with those who make a new age and ancestral spirits their dogma. Spiritual harlotry, says the Lord. And now the people shall come out of the fog and the haze that corrupt leaders have ushered into the church. The winds of change are blowing in, says the Lord, and blowing it off the people. And they shall see these leaders with clear vision for what and who they truly are, says the Lord. Too much hand-holding, not enough hand-raising, says the Lord of hosts. This is a year of massive and deep change, says the Lord, as I allow events to take place to shift the mindset of the people to submit and align with the word of God and my plan, says the Lord. And the Lord ended it with Habakkuk 1:5. Look among the nations and watch. Be utterly astounded, for I will work a work in your days which you would not believe, though it were told to you. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the King of glory, the Lion of Judah, the righteous judge, in the name of Yeshua, Jesus. Amen and amen. Now, this was put out in 2021, January 22nd, 2021. The Lord brought that scripture back to me. I did not know this scripture was in this word until I pulled it today. He had me put up a post on X, and he said, I want you to use the scripture, Habakkuk 1:5. So this was the post I put up without knowing that the Lord had given Habakkuk 1:5, back in 2021, January 22nd, when I gave this word, and he had me put this out a few days ago, Habakkuk 1:5, look among the nations and watch, be utterly astounded, for I will work a work in your days which you would not believe, though it were told to you. And then today I pulled this, and I realized the Habakkuk 1:5 was in there, and that's why the Lord wanted me to pull it. So praise the Lord for that. Then, January 27th, 2021, a word goes out. Just as there were the men of 1776, the brave men who stepped forth from the crowd to bring about change, to usher in these inalienable rights, to usher in true freedom and independence, so the Lord shall bring forth from the quagmire in D.C., from the career corrupt identical politicians, the Lord shall bring to the forefront brave men with the boldness and the convictions of 1776. And these men are marked for such a time. Congressmen, senators, governors, women shall be brought forth to join alongside this fight, and they shall take a bold stance, a stance not for the faint of heart, a stance for truth, not counting the cost, because the Lord has searched their hearts, and they have been chosen for such a time to boldly stare evil in the face and call it for what it is. Who will call out the deceptions, who under threat of persecution will speak forth with more boldness and conviction, whose cries will get louder, voices crying out in the wilderness as they all endure their own wilderness, as they are processed in the refiner's fire. Because the Lord is with them in that fire, and because of that fire, they shall not bow the knee to Baal, to Asherah. Now God puts this in here, Asherah, Ashtoreth, before that golden statue, years before the golden statue was put atop the New York City Appellate Courthouse, the Lord says this, January 27, 2021, they will not bow the knee to Baal, to Asherah, to any principality attempting to keep a grasp on the reins of this nation, for they have appointed fools to do their bidding, says the Lord. The more the enemy in a panic attempts to strip them, which are those fighting for truth, the greater cause for suspicion shall fall upon their camps as these mighty servants stay the course. This is a God-ordained mission. This is the brave coming together to help stop the super spread of communism and of an infectious evil, to help keep this nation the land of the free and the home of the brave. This saying shall be echoed in this hour. So that was January 27th, 2021. Now, with that said, in January 2021, which is now almost 4 years ago, I had a dream. The Lord gave me a dream before Biden even took office. I believe I was given this dream, and it was early January 2021. And we're going to play the clip of this dream for you now. And then we go back to a dream. Okay, I had an early 2021 where I've spoken about this before, that I saw Joe Biden very sick in bed. He looked very unwell. And Obama was standing at his bedside, at the head of the bed, waiting, excited, all dressed up in a suit and waiting. And Biden's family was nowhere to be found. Biden appeared grief-stricken, like he could not go on living. There were three different pairs of shoes on the floor representing three former leaders. And Obama was at his bedside dressed in a nice suit and ready and excited at the condition of the ailing Biden. There was a crowd of Middle Eastern people gathered around waiting as well, potentially representing different countries in cahoots and waiting for him to slip away. A piece of apricot candy known as Turkish Delight was on the bed. And I fought through that crowd, reached and snatched the candy away from them and ate it so they could not have it. That candy represented a celebration and victory as prevalent in Muslim and Middle Eastern culture. And that was snatched away from them. I, in the dream, represented not only we, the people, fighting through and rising up. I also represented the prophets rising up and being utilized by God to expose and destroy their plans. So this dream happens January 2021. Okay, so praise the Lord. So let me explain to you about this dream also. what happened. So that piece of Turkish delight candy was on the bed, right? And in typical Bronx Italian fashion, I fight through this crowd because I'm determined to take this candy away from them, right? This victory that they're all waiting to celebrate. And Obama's standing there and he's waiting. They're all waiting, right? Now, that dream, I believe, also was pointing to the fact when I snatched that away, that the Muslim community in the United States was going to turn from Obama and was going to endorse Donald Trump. So in that candy being snatched, the Muslims and the Arabs that were standing around that bed were being turned and snatched away. And they came out and endorsed Donald Trump. Now, the first part of this dream I rarely speak of. This dream was a two-parter. I've spoken of this dream a couple of times publicly. The second, the part of it I'm about to tell you. So the first part of this dream, this is what happened. So I was in an auditorium and there was an aisle down the middle and seats on either side. And I was on the right side. So you're coming down the auditorium, I'm on the right side. Suddenly Barack and Michelle Obama came down the middle aisle. He was in an electric blue suit. She was in a one shoulder white dress to her knees. At the end of the aisle where the stage was, they split up. And he broke left and she broke right. And she came over to me and said, "Don't worry, we are going to get him." This is what she says. "Don't worry, we're going to get him." Barack was by the stage, very smug and laughing and overconfident. Now, a big screen suddenly came down and appeared. And old planes like the one from the Tuskegee Airmen would fly appeared on this screen first, flying. And then suddenly there was an announcement. And I hear, "Alabama has voted for Trump." The states were going in order. And after that, I woke up. That was the first part of that dream. And Biden in bed was the second part of that dream. And so we are seeing that actually. We have seen that all transpire. We have actually seen this. And this was in January 2021 that this dream was had. We have seen all of this. All glory be to God, now transpire. Now let's go to September 13th, 2022, because this prophecy is over 2 years old. And it says, "A time to rise up and a time to fall. There shall be a string that attaches strategic falls in this hour, says the Lord." And says the Lord of hosts, "Rosh Hashanah, says the Lord, one of the most strategic and pivotal falls and removals shall take place during this time. For a dark horse is coming forth and leadership shall be overthrown and challenged. One shall even be a coup and reported as such, a political coup." This is September 13, 2022. "So strategic in its planning and timing that you shall see leaders around this country, I, the Lord, speak of. You shall see them fumble their words and visibly quake. For the winds of change are blowing across Europe, says the Lord. The winds of change have begun to go forth in the United States of America." Let's put that Tucker Carlson post back up, because this is September 13th, 2022. The Lord is warning about this political coup. Okay. "What the H-E double hockey sticks is going on in the U.S. Senate. Hours after Donald Trump wins the most conclusive mandate in 40 years, 40 is an interesting number biblically. 40 has to do with a testing and judgment and the ending of one era and the beginning of another. Mitch McConnell engineers a coup against his agenda by calling early leadership elections in the Senate. Two of three candidates hate Trump and what he ran on. One of them, John Cornyn, is an angry liberal whose politics are indistinguishable from Liz Cheney's. The election is Wednesday. It's by secret ballot, and it will determine whether or not the new administration succeeds. Rick Scott of Florida is the only candidate who agrees with Donald Trump. Call your senator and demand a public endorsement of Rick Scott. Don't let McConnell get away with it again." Let's read that word again. September 13th, 2022. Let's read it. "And says the Lord of hosts, Rosh Hashanah, says the Lord, one of the most strategic and pivotal falls and removals shall take place during this time. For a dark horse is coming forth and leadership shall be overthrown and challenged. One shall even be a coup and reported as such, a political coup, so strategic in its planning and timing that you shall see leaders around this country, I, the Lord, speak of, you shall see them fumble their words and visibly quake. That's what was given well over 2 years ago. All glory be to God. So this is what's coming out now. So this word, we're seeing this happen now. And when they talk about the dark horse and leadership shall be overthrown and challenged, that may have to do with the bait and switch with Kamala Harris and Biden, and ultimately with Kamala Harris being challenged and overthrown. So that could have to do with that as well. Here's more from September 13th, 2022. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, the bell shall ring, the hour shall reach midnight, where you see a large shift in positions in this nation, for election shall not be such. For sticky fingers shall be caught before the elections and arrests made, says the Lord of hosts, that will further drive the people to take a stand, and areas of blue shall turn red. But not the mixed shade of red that has blue streaks running through it, says the Lord, but red. Capitals, a red flag, says the Lord of hosts. Just watch for not only this nation, but a large red flag to occur in your nation that gives away their position as a group of three shall fall, says the Lord of hosts. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, the papers will not, capital, be in order. The cords of the wicked shall be frustrated. Their briefs shall be frustrated. Their case shall not be in order and shall be missing key documentation. And as they push more and more to bring forth an indictment, it shall turn, and that indictment shall fall upon members of the Department of Justice, as it is so named. I, the Lord thy God, have sent holy angels to write the word justice is served, capital, upon the doorposts and areas where those attempting to hunt down not only political opponents, but ones who have seen what they are doing. And it has been written above the posts and the doors and the control rooms and the legal areas. And now I shall send my angelic army forth to look for that writing, and where it resides, those shall be struck, removed. Sudden retirement and sudden falls from position shall occur, as I, the Lord, am sweeping my justice, capital, through the Department of Justice. So this is September 13th, 2022. And let's put up the article, please. This is an interesting one, because the Lord said he'd write the words justice is served. Judge grants Jack Smith request for pause in January 6th case after Trump's election. So basically, this, is this the same one? Is this the same? Let's see here. They'll get it up. Because Jack Smith, it's just happened in the last few days. So it was, I'll tell you what it was as they're looking to get it up. Judge grants Jack Smith's request for pause in January 6th case after Trump's election. The special counsel asked for time to assess how to proceed now that Donald Trump is returning to the White House, triggering a Justice Department policy against prosecuting a sitting president. A judge on Friday granted a request from the special counsel Jack Smith to pause all filing deadlines in the federal case accusing President-elect Donald J. Trump of plotting to overturn the 2020 election. Let's see here. Mr. Smith asked earlier in the day to freeze the case for nearly a month as prosecutors mull whether to pursue the proceeding at all now that Mr. Trump is returning to the White House. So basically, the filing says he's set to be certified. Now, isn't this interesting? Listen to this. The defendant, Mr. Smith, filing says, is expected to be certified as president-elect on January 6th, 2025, and inaugurated on January 20th. So he's being certified on January 6th, the very day they tried to destroy him over. The very day they tried to harm him and his family over. The very day they tried to smear his name over. January 6th. You know why? Because this is how the Lord prepares a table before you in the presence of your enemies and all who persecute you. And so when the Lord's talking about the Department of Justice, let's see here. That indictment would fall upon members of the Department of Justice, as so named. I, the Lord thy God, have sent holy angels to write the word justice is served upon the doorposts and areas where those attempting to hunt down not only political opponents, but ones who have seen what they are doing. And it has been written above the posts and the doors and the control rooms in the legal areas. And now I shall send my angelic army forth to look for that writing and where it resides. Those shall be struck, removed. Sudden retirement and sudden falls from position shall occur as I, the Lord, am sweeping my justice capital through the Department of Justice. All glory be to God. Now, September 13th, 2022 prophecy goes on, and this is what it says. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day. Now, this is interesting. Watch Kuwait as part two will be attempted of what a corrupt and diseased Bush did long ago. That Bush capital is soon to be uprooted, says the Lord of hosts, for their meetings and plans and blueprints for leadership shall hit a snag capital as their members fall off the wagon and some will just fall and suffer a break, for they are fumbling around in darkness and feeding the beast capital, says the Lord, that wants to control and put a chain around the neck of the eagle. However, there is a weak link. That chain is very capital compromised, and it shall break at its core, for iron does not mix with clay, says the Lord of hosts. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, capitals, all capitals, I am God, there is no other. The untouchables shall suffer major strikes, as those running the engines of social media in Silicon Valley are cut off at the knees, for they have created quicksand and have stepped into such. Stocks shall plummet, bots shall fail, algorithms shall crash and go awry, and the mainframe as well, says the Lord, for the frame is compromised. And those who have opened their eyes from within are set to weaken the core of their corruption and plans. One of those people I believe the Lord was talking about, those who opened their eyes from within, is Elon Musk buying Twitter and renaming it X and then utilizing it. For the election. Is he totally surrendered to Jesus Christ? No, he's not. But the Lord has used people in the past, including Cyrus and others, who were not fully surrendered. So pray for his soul, because there is a very large war going on for that man's soul right now. So pray for it. But that was an interesting one too. And the September 13th, 2022 word goes on. What man would call strange occurrences will occur around the Temple Mount as a sign that what lies underneath is shifting, and there shall be a discovery brought to the surface from that location, as even the Wailing Wall shall lose a piece as an indication that I, the Lord, am tearing down their stronghold that they have built. And those who have turned on their own people, who are stealing the silver and the gold, who have been moving it from vaults into another neighboring country, shall be caught red-handed, capital, says the Lord of hosts. Watch and see as these things come forth and are brought to pass. So, what the Lord said initially is what man would call strange occurrences will occur around the Temple Mount as a sign. This is September 13th, 2022. Let's put up the post, because this happened 34 days before our election. Before the election in the United States of America, what we're about to show you happened on the Temple Mount in Israel that the Lord warned about September 13th, 2022, just happened. Another first on the Temple Mount, a full dress Cohen sighted on the Temple Mount. The Temple Institute announced a remarkable development that brought Israel one step closer to the Third Temple. For the first time since the Temple stood in Jerusalem 2,000 years ago, a Cohen, a male descendant of biblical Aaron, the high priest, ascended to the Temple Mount wearing the biblically mandated Kohanic garments. While on the Mount, the Cohen joined in a prayer, a quorum, and gave the priestly blessing to those gathered. The Temple Institute prepared the garments in preparation for the return of the temple service. This impressive feat was accomplished despite the numerous extra legal restrictions placed on Jews at the site. There is no law preventing Jews from praying on the Temple Mount, and the Supreme Court has ruled in favor of Jewish prayer several times. Jews do pray at the site in inconspicuous manners and out of sight from the Arabs, but the police frequently prevent this from happening. On Tuesday, Jews prayed freely in quorums of 10. And on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, a group of Jews smuggled the ritual ram's horn, the shofar, onto the Temple Mount, and despite police effort to stop them, blew all of the requisite shofar blasts for the holiday. So this happens. What happened on Rosh Hashanah was the first feat, the blowing of the ram's horns, right? Which we typically know in scripture too. They blow it when there's a great victory, they blow the ram's horn. So on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, they smuggled in shofars. They blew them all without the police being able to stop them. And then the Kohen come in and they do a prayer. This happens exactly 34 days before the election in the United States of America. So this blowing of the ram's horn on the Temple Mount and what happened afterwards happened 34 days exactly before our election in the United States of America. Let me read to you what Psalm 34 says, because this is no accident. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked to him and were radiant and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried out and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him and delivers them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints. There is no want to those who fear him. The young lions lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. Come, you children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Who is the man who desires life and loves many days, that he may see good? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous and his ears are open to their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry out and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart and saves such as have a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. He guards all his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and those who hate the righteous shall be condemned. The Lord redeems the soul of his servants, and none of those who trust in him shall be condemned. That is Psalm 34, and that happened on the Temple Mount exactly 34 days before the election in the United States of America. It is something incredible that happened, and it was a sign. It was a sign of victory that was coming, because the shofar is blasted when the victory happens. That's one of the, and they also use it on Rosh Hashanah, and they blow the shofar, but in scripturally speaking, they used it in battle. And so that was blown exactly 34 days before our election. And that was a prophetic sign as well, connected to Psalm 34, because the last two lines of Psalm 34 say it all. Evil shall slay the wicked, and those who hate the righteous shall be condemned. The Lord redeems the soul of his servants, and none of those who trust in him shall be condemned. So all glory be to God for that. I've got some things to go over here. We're going to be on Thursday. Mark your calendars for Thursday, because we have a lot to get into on Thursday as well. And so we're going to be back on Thursday to discuss more of this. So mark your calendars for that. So what we're going to do is first we'll put up our social media handles, and also how you can sign up for our newsletter so we can keep in touch with you. And we also have texting. So if you want a text from the ministry and updates, you can sign up for that too. And we'll show you in a moment. But here are all our social media handles: Ark of Grace Ministries and Ark of Grace Ministries from Rumble and YouTube. Facebook is Ark of Grace Ministry with a Y. Instagram is Ark of Grace 88. X is at AmandaGrace_AOG. TikTok, Telegram, and Truth Social are all at Ark of Grace Ministries. And then if you want to sign up for the newsletter, you go to arcofgrace.org, and there is a button on the front page that says newsletter sign up. You can sign up, put your name, your email, and your phone number, and we will, that it is free. The newsletter is free. You don't have to pay anything for it. We also do text blasts for announcements as well, and you can sign up for all of that. Also, we have animal photos to show you. Many of you like updates on the animals here at the Ark. Up there are the chickens digging on a fall day. They absolutely love to dig. Chickens love to do it. And so they are just having a wonderful time with all the leaves they've been given. And there's Bixby. You know, I've never heard Bixby meow. It's one of the strangest things, but I've never heard the cat meow. But here he is reaching towards the camera. He's absolutely adorable. He actually reminds me of my other cat who's now with the Lord, whose name was Mufasa. And there's Norbert coming out of his cage now. Only took about a year, but now Norbert's coming out of his cage. He's hanging out. He is becoming way more social. Oh, there's Charlotte and Remy making faces for the camera. Charlotte, the brown horse, she smiles all the time. This horse came to us so broken. And when I tell you broken, the horse was broken. I mean, she was just so sad. And she just has made a 180. And she is such a happy horse now. And she's doing so well. And there's her pal, Remy. And there's Esther, my problem child. I shouldn't say that, but it's kind of funny. And Esther is, she is a little bit of a handful. She's an itty bitty of a thing. Big personality, amazing. We love her very much. We're glad we were able to take her in at the Ark. And here is a picture of Noah's new and improved, upgraded living space. So we made it a lot bigger. Our team did a lot of hard work on this, made it a lot bigger for him. He's hiding. So right in the middle there, right past the pool, you're going to see his head poking out of the hay. I caught it right away. And there's his soak. He gets a daily soak in a tub. And there is our team soaking him. And there's Sadie, as she usually does in the morning. She comes into the office. She jumps all over my desk. She jumps all over my chair. It's mental calisthenics for me to have to try to concentrate with her doing all of that. So it actually helps me out a little bit too. And there's Gabriel, our Flemish giant rabbit. He is just one of the calmest, cutest bunnies that we have. And there's Chester hiding amongst decor. And so we had to take, they actually scratched up those boxes so much. And so basically we had to take them away on him, unfortunately. But he loved going up on those boxes. Any boxes we have, Chester is there. And here's the Muscovy ducks on the fall day, hanging out, palling out with the chicken. It looks like that might be one of the chickens with them. Maybe, could be. And there's Noble. Oh, Noble lately, well, he's gotten a little pushy, let's put it that way, with Joshua, which our team is, and I am, we're dealing with, and they're doing fine now. But there's Noble smiling away, the mayor of Ark of Grace. And here's Charlotte and Grace in their new double stall horse cottage. And so that's what I'm going to call it. It's like a little horse cottage. It is a double stall horse stable, and they are very much enjoying it. And so that's our pictures and our updates on our animals at the Ark. We'll keep you as updated as possible. I am going to have the birds on a broadcast upcoming. So we're going to shut the door, lock the dogs out, bring the birds in so you can all see the birds. And lastly, we have Givaderm. We're going to put Givaderm up real fast. This is Givaderm. It is all natural food for your face. I use it twice a day. It is amazing skincare. These women are believers. They love the Lord. They have made an incredible product, and we are happy to be a blessing to them. You can go to arkofgrace.org/ministry-partners. Use promo code ARK10 for a 10% discount. They are also not harmful to pets. So this is why I use it also, because basically we have a lot of pets around here, and if they were to accidentally get into it, I wouldn't have to worry. Okay. Thank you, everyone, for joining us this evening. We're going to see you Thursday. Mark your calendars for Thursday, because we have a special announcement on Thursday as well, and we have more to go over with you. So God bless everyone. Keep the faith. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. I say it every single day. I encourage you to say it every day. Also, we have other Psalms for you, 123, 34, which we just read, 35 and 51. Also, Ephesians 1, 16 through 20 and 3, 14 through 19 are in the Believer's Authority by Pastor Kenneth Hagin. I say those scriptures pretty much every day, and I encourage you to make it a habit for you to speak it also. And the Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6, the order of that prayer is what we should be adopting into our prayer life, praising the Lord first, saying, your kingdom come, your will be done first, Lord, before we ask for anything. So go back, read it, adopt it into it. We like to encourage you with the word. Praise the Lord. So thank you, everyone, for joining us this evening. We love you, and we will see you on Thursday. Hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here. So as many of you know, Dr. Mark Sherwood and Dr. Michelle Sherwood of the Functional Medical Institute are mine and Chris's doctors. And so I went to Dr. Sherwood with a problem that I was seeing, not only with what I was going through, but with what other women were going through concerning their metabolism, concerning energy, concerning their hormones. And so we put our heads together, and we are very happy now to finally be able to present to you Rapha for women. Rapha means healer in Hebrew. So it is an ode to the Lord because he is our healer. He put things in the earth that help heal us. And so Rapha is a product that was created for that. It also helps by helping with a healthy metabolism and natural hormones, as well as it helps balance fatigue. It helps with weight gain, night sweats, mood swings, blood sugar issues, and more. It is all natural. And I find more and more people are going into the natural arena in order to find solutions to issues that they're going through. So if you'd like to learn more, you can go to www.arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners to learn more about Rapha today. God bless. Hey everyone, Amanda Grace here. If you are looking for advice on financial matters, if you think gold and silver might be right for you, go to bh-pm.com today. Andrew Sorcini of Beverly Hills Precious Metals, who has been on Ark of Grace many times and loves to answer our viewer questions, is here with his team to answer all of your gold and silver needs. Whether you want to buy gold and silver, whether you have questions to see if it's right for you, whether you are looking to roll over retirement accounts, go to bh-pm.com today. And Andrew and his team will be more than happy to assist you with all of your needs. If you want to support an amazing patriot and be a blessing, go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK, A-R-K, to save up to 66% or more off of all MyPillow products. They have pillows, of course, but they are so much more than pillows. They have sheets, they have slippers, they have bathrobes, they even have dog beds. And a fun fact for all of you, Noble, one of our pigs at our animal sanctuary, has indeed slept on a MyPillow dog bed. So if you want to be a blessing, you can go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK. Hey everybody, Amanda Grace here. Many of you have been curious and have asked about what skincare products I use. In fact, we have had many emails come in about this, so I am happy to be able to now share this with you. This is Givaderm. It is all natural. It is food for your face. Wonderful skincare line owned and operated by believers. I love that these products are nourishing. They are free of chemicals and they are safe for not only me, but also the animals. And as you know, we have many of them running around here at the Ark. So I don't have to worry if any of them were to accidentally get into them. What goes on our skin goes into our body. So it's important to put on our skin what nourishes and heals. Kind of like what we should put in our soul, what nourishes and heals it, which is the word. Our bodies are temples. We have to be careful what we put on them and in them. My favorite products are Uplift and the eye cream, which I have right here. However, I use their entire line. It is amazing and it is very effective. So if you'd like to learn more or contact Givaderm, go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners, and you can use promo code ARK10 for a 10% discount.